You were talking about bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant pre-hepatic resection situation. What about bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant rectal cancer situation? We saw data initially, a few patients from Chris Willett kind of looking at the mechanism of action. MD Anderson started to look at it. Do you think that's heading anywhere?
A difficult question also, and the first question that has to be solved is, can it be safely done? Until now in rectal cancer, there are a couple of reports of a bit increased toxicity, but the majority of data still tell us that it probably can be done safely. Several groups are planning. We actually have developed a protocol in rectal cancer that we will start very soon, that it's ready as an investigator-initiated protocol, where we will randomize patients between, in the neoadjuvant setting, radiotherapy, capecitabine, bevacizumab, followed by surgery, versus radiotherapy, capecitabine, oxaliplatin, bevacizumab. So what we will do is to look at the concept and at the feasibility and at the potential of combination of bevacizumab in combination with radio and with chemo and less and more intensive chemo. It's a randomized phase 2 study. We are not ready to implement that in trials, in randomized phase 3 trials, but exploration based on the data, the very interesting data of Chris Willett in small patients, it's very interesting and it has to be looked at. And again, that's what we plan also in our study, is to have a heavy translation research compound.
Right.
So what we will do is, before starting the chemo rat, we will administer one dose of BEV, take a biopsy before and after the BEV, before we start then with the chemo rat, to try to understand better also, as Chris Willett did in his first study.
Interesting. Are you doing any other correlative studies, interstitial pressure, anything like that?
No. We plan to do, in this study, biopsies. We collect serum. In our center, we will do also DCI MRIs, but no interstitial fluid pressure.
You know, I guess we don't really know too much about the combination of BEV and radiation therapy. I know in non-small cell lung cancer, they're about to launch a trial that's a very cautious trial looking at chemo, BEV, and the stage 3 chemo radiation setting, but I guess it's kind of hard to speculate in terms of what radiation therapy does to the vasculature, what BEV does, and what's going to happen. What do you think?
Yeah, we don't know. That's why I said that we are not ready to implement that in phase 3 studies. I think these studies have to be carefully done by an experienced group of investigators, where as much as possible correlative studies are also integrated, and where also we look at safety aspects carefully in rectal cancer, as is done also in pancreatic cancer, for instance, by Chris Crane and his group in MD Anderson. So step by step, we have to look into that. But despite the fact that we can control many patients with local control to rectal cancer patients with optimal surgery in combination with chemoradiotherapy, unfortunately, still many patients will develop metastasis. So one of the aims is to try to improve on that with the combined modality treatment option.
And I guess if the adjuvant trials are positive, we're going to be a lot more excited about doing that.
Correct.